Well, art is something that Cincinnati has no shortage of. Artists are fortunate to have a space such as the Essex Studios to create their art and also to show it. The Essex Studio Art Walk coming up on December 7th and 8th is a prime example where the artisans who work out of the Essex Studio have an opportunity to have guests in to see their work and possibly do some holiday shopping. Joining me in the studio this evening is the marketing director, Jared Queen. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you, Jim.
For people who are not familiar with the Essex, give us an idea of what is going on over there.
Essex Studios used to be the Hamilton Tailoring Company. It is a textile company that made fine men's apparel. Notably, they made all the coats for the PGA Masters Tournament in Georgia. About 11 years ago, Essex Studios began the conversion into artist studio spaces. We now have more than 100 artist studios where artists work and create art, and four times a year, Essex Studios opens up for what we call an art walk.
And the December art walk is going to feature the artists' works that they've been working on for the past 3 or 4 months and before.
Yes, that's correct. We have around 120 artists total because we also invite artists from the Cincinnati region to come in and display artwork in the halls between working artist studios.
Now, people coming to see the art walk, will they get an opportunity to see some of the artists working, or are the studios just going to be used for display?
Absolutely. There is such a large group of artists at Essex Studios that you can always get a bit of everything for everybody. There are some artists who will be actively creating art at the show, whether that be having a photo shoot or creating a contemporary abstract painting. Then there are other artists who open up their studio and have something of a party. There's always a lively scene at Essex Studios.
Now, you mentioned photography and you mentioned painting. What are some of the other arts that are created at the Essex?
It's really interesting. Essex Studios, I haven't found another artist complex that has as many diverse artistic media as Essex Studios has. Currently, we have oil painters, photographers, ceramic artists, and sculptors. There's jewelry artists, but we also have theater groups. We have the Cincinnati Circus, and there's even a church, Missio Dei, that's located in the building.
You mentioned that sometimes the artists will have parties in their studios. Are there other opportunities for patrons who are there to stop by someplace for a beverage or have an area to sit and chat with what they've seen?
There's actually a communal space in the front of the building. There is a food truck, Turophilia. They serve gourmet cheese quesadillas, which are absolutely scrumptious. And the communal space is perfect for grabbing something to drink from Missio Dei. They often put out cider or coffee or tea. And then in the studios, depends on the artist, but some artists feature wine, some feature light bites.
The December Art Walk is themed Do Not Define Art. Tell us about this theme.
Do Not Define Art is an exploration of modern and contemporary artwork. Artists will be featuring everything from Impressionism all the way up to contemporary abstract artworks. Do Not Define Art really seeks to understand humans' exploration of artwork and our need to define it. Do Not is featured in parentheses because I want to give people both options. Some people like to look at abstract work and let it be what it'll be, while others try to figure out, what is that? How can I define that?
Now, in addition to the works by the local artists who are there to display their works and sell the works, there's also a photographic installation.
There's a guest artist named Dr. Tim Freeman. Dr. Tim Freeman has been coming to Essex Studios for over 10 years, featuring his photographic works. For the past 5 years, Tim has sold his works at the December Art Walk in support of the Village Life Outreach Project. This is a wonderful fundraiser. Village Life Outreach Project is a Cincinnati-based nonprofit group. Their focus is bringing clean drinking water to countries in Africa. Tim is just a wonderful artist. He also features his photography at the Pendleton Art Center Final Fridays, and we're so grateful to have him at Essex Studios Art Walks.
During the rest of the year, as we said, the Essex Studio serves as a place for artists to have a place to work their craft. Do any of the artists at the Essex ever teach?
The Art Academy of Cincinnati actually offers more than 20 classes each term in Essex Studios. We have wonderful Art Academy instructors like Ken Buck, who teach figurative and portrait classes. There are also artists who teach classes on their own, either in small groups or on an individual level. We have portrait painters Magno Relojo and Gilda Horn. And Karen Kelly, she's one of my favorite artists. She offers a very intimate experience in her studio where people can come in on their own, at their own level, and she provides whatever assistance they need.
In addition to the artists, you mentioned that there's theater companies that work out of there, not performance-wise so much as studio space.
Yes, it's actually a mixture of both. There are several theater groups that hold auditions throughout the year at Essex Studios, but we also have resident theater companies in the space that will offer performances from time to time at the Art Walk events. One such group is known as CASA, that's Cincinnati Actors Studio and Academy. And last year, we were lucky enough to have CASA offer one of Neil LaBute's plays at the March Art Walk.
Someone coming to the Art Walk and they see something that they want to purchase, but it's particularly large. Is this a cash and carry situation, or are the artists willing to hold on to pieces once the purchase is made until arrangements can be made to pick that up?
I would say both. Much the same way that artists offer a little bit of everything for everyone, artists are very accommodable as far as making transactions. I know that many people in a situation where a piece is too large to bring home that evening will come back the following week or a month later. Artists are in their studios quite frequently and can make those arrangements if necessary.
Will the artists be accepting credit cards, or is this a sort of a cash and check only?
Artists do always accept cash. Cash is king. But many artists now actually use the SquareUp app for their smartphones to accept credit card payments. And of course, checks are always welcome.
About how many artists usually display at an art walk?
Well, we're excited that last year we made it past 100 artists and we've gotten close to about 120. And this year, our goal is to get up to about 150 artists with the help of the Art Academy of Cincinnati, who will be bringing 12 students into the December show to show contemporary drawings. And there are also some adult learners from the Art Academy of Cincinnati that we're very excited to have join us for the December Art Walk as well.
What would you say is the most interesting piece of art you've seen at one of these walks?
One of the most interesting pieces, one of our artists, Tom Tsuchiya, actually won the contest to create the new statue of Jesus at Solid Rock Church in Lebanon, Ohio. He actually had a scale model of the new Touchdown Jesus, which we're affectionately calling Hug Me Jesus because of his new stance. But Tom had that on display last year, and I found that to be very interesting.
Well, definitely sounds like an interesting time for any art lover. And with the focus on modern and contemporary artwork, especially by local Cincinnati artists, I think it's a great way to find out what's going on in our local art scene.
Absolutely.
Where is the Essex Studio located?
Essex Studios is at the corner of Essex Place and McMillan Avenue in Walnut Hills.
And the best way to get there?
There's actually a few ways to get there. If you're coming south on Interstate 71, you take the exit 3, William Howard Taft, and immediately turn left onto Essex Place. If you're coming from Clifton, you would take McMillan Street. And if you're coming from Hyde Park, you would take William Howard Taft. Coming from downtown, you can take Reading Road and turn right on Minnesota.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Marketing Director for the Essex Studio, Jared Queen. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on the Essex Studio and their December Art Walk, December 7th and 8th, again, that's Do Not Define Art, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.